Well, I thank you for everything you've done for us. I know I speak on behalf of these preachers. Thank you for all that you've done, for your hospitality, for your service, the food. Ladies are just marvelous. Just wonderful. And men, all the work that goes into putting on a conference. And just thank you so much. It's been a blessing. It's been good. And thank you, men, for these messages, each and every message. Thank you. It has been a blessing. And you're going to hear that word a lot this morning. Bless him. Thank the Lord for your beloved pastor. I love this man. You're blessed to have this man. Greatly blessed. Not only is he a beloved man, a Christ-like man, a dear man, a loving man, a kind man, a merciful man, a gracious man. Boy, he's a preacher. That's the blessing, isn't it? And I know you feel blessed, don't you, Brother Darvin, to have these people. I have some people that actually love me. And like me. Brother Chris, you got to like a fellow to listen to him preach, you know. If you don't like him, you're not going to hear a word he said. Turn with me to Numbers chapter 6. I'm the last message, I guess, and I'm the least. But I thought about it before when Brother Darvin told me the schedule. And the last message. Well, what I want to do is just give the benediction. The benediction. We've heard five wonderful messages. Benediction means blessing. And I want to give the blessing to close the service. And in Numbers chapter 6, look at verses 22 and following. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless them and keep them. The Lord make his face shine upon them and be gracious unto them. The Lord lift up his countenance upon them and give thee peace. And they, that is Aaron and his sons, shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. This is the blessing. We want to be a blessing, don't we? The Lord has blessed us this week, hasn't he? We've been blessed through the preaching of God's word. Preachers want to be a blessing. We want to bless the Lord. The word bless, if you look it up, means to bend the knee. Bend the knee. When we bless the Lord, when we bless our Lord, and the scriptures is full of that, isn't it? Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. We bow our knee to him, don't we? We worship the Lord. We praise him and give him thanks. We bend the knee or bow the knee and bless our Lord. Well, how does the Lord bend the knee to us and bless us? By condescending to us. By stooping to where we are. Like that woman caught in the act of adultery. The Lord stooped down and he blessed her. And what's the blessing of all blessing? I can't wait to say this. I just quoted Psalm 103, didn't I? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Number one, the blessing of blessings, who forgiveth all thine iniquity. He told that woman, didn't he? Thy sins be forgiven. Everything else, just gravy, isn't it? That's the blessing. That's the blessing. Preachers want to be a blessing. We want to be blessed. Well, here it is. He's made it easy on us. We want to be a blessing. We want our preaching to be a blessing. He tells us what to tell them. I used to didn't like the term, say the blessing. You know, that's an old, you know, where somebody's going to close in prayer. Well, would you say the blessing? I didn't used to like it, but I've been corrected. Right here it says in our text, say the blessing. This is the blessing you're supposed to say to them. the blessing. Now, the world uses this term a lot, don't you? You hear it. It's very popular today. Have a blessed day. You hear that, and you go into a convenience store, and the girl behind the counter, have a blessed day. And maybe she means that. I guess people mean well, but what I think they're just trying to tell you they're religious, you know. Don't you? But maybe they mean it. What they mean by that is, I hope everything goes well. I hope you don't. I hope you don't have a flat tire. You know that blessings are, but not one material thing is mentioned here. Not one material thing is mentioned here. When Paul talked about the blessings of the Lord, he said, "Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father." And from the Lord Jesus Christ, blessed, he blesses God, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Spiritual blessings. Where are they? In Christ Jesus. That's what these men have been saying. They've been so blessed because we've heard the blessing of blessing, the greatest blessing of all. We've heard the gospel preached to them. We've heard Christ lifted up. Ryan, young Ryan, say, we've been blessed. Oh, we're so blessed to hear the preaching. This is the blessing of blessings. Isaiah 65:16 says, he that blesseth himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth. We're so blessed to hear the truth. What is the truth? It's not a what. It's a who. Christ said, I am the truth. We've heard Christ lifted up. Listen to this. I've quoted this for years, and I've quoted half of it. When Jacob said, I'm not worthy of all the mercies. Have you ever quoted that? I'm not worthy of all the mercies you've shown me. It reads like this. I am not worthy of all the mercies and of all the truth that you've shown unto your servant. That's the blessing. The truth. Paul said, blessed be our God and Father who hath blessed us, hath chosen us in Christ, electing grace, predestinating grace, adopting grace. These are the blessings. This is the blessing. Accepting grace, redeeming grace, forgiving grace, abounding, revealing grace, gathering grace, gathered us. We're blessed to be gathered here. You know how many people are sitting under a false gospel right now? You know what people are hearing all over the land right now? You know how few people are sitting, worshiping the true and living God and hearing Christ preach? You know how few people there are? Many are called, but few are chosen. This is the blessing, isn't it? Be chosen by God, elect of God, precious to him, and gathered together to hear this gospel. Of his son, of his darling son. Gathering grace, oh my, inheriting grace, sealing grace. These are the blessings. This is the blessing. Bless God for the blessing of salvation. Psalm 3:8 says, salvation belongeth unto the Lord, and his blessing is upon his people, his chosen people. The blessing, which we find here in our text in Numbers 6. Is for the Lord to speak unto us through his word, to preach unto us the truth. It's all found right here. Look at verse 22. Look at it with me. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his son. And on this wise you shall speak to them, bless them. The Lord spake. The Lord spoke his word. How blessed we are to have God's word. Do you know what it took for us to have this book? I mean, men have laid down their lives, been burned at the stake for us to have a copy of this book. You know how blessed we are? Our Lord said in Revelation 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ said, blessed are they that read this book. You know how few people read this book? Do you have a desire to read this book? You know how blessed we are to read this book this morning? Do you love to read the word of God? Do you love to hear it read? He said, blessed are they that read the words of this book. And he went on to say, blessed are they that hear the words of this book. You know how blessed we are to hear the preaching of God's word? Preach the word, Timothy. And he says that to all of his people. What's the word? It's person. How blessed we are to hear God's word preached. Blessed are they that keep it, that lay hold of it, that believe it, that understand. You know how blessed we are to have an understanding of what we hear? Huh? The people in Nehemiah, when they heard Ezra and all of them give the sense of the reading, they all at the same time were laughing and crying, weren't they? Because they understood. What a blessing. This is the blessing. The blessing. For the Lord to speak to us. For the Lord to speak his word to us through a preacher of the gospel. He sent Aaron. He sent his son. He sent these men to preach the gospel to his people. His chosen people. Look at it. It says in verse 23, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel. Jacob. The sons of Jacob. I'm the God of Jacob. You know he calls himself by that name more than any other? Did you know that? Jacob have I loved. Jacob have I chosen. And Jacob said, I'm not. Oh, how blessed I am to all the mercy and truth that you've shown. He sent his word unto Jacob. He didn't do that for everybody, but unto Jacob. Oh, the Lord to the prophets, to Moses, to Aaron, the high priest, to his sons, God who at sundry times and divers manners spake unto the fathers by the prophet, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his son. Oh, he's committed his word to men to preach the gospel. Bless the Lord for this preaching of the gospel. Why haven't you been blessed so far? Look at verse 23 here in our text. He says, speak unto Aaron and unto his son, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee. Now this is not a hope, this is not a wish, this is not even a prayer. He's saying, I will bless them. I have blessed them. I am blessing them. This is a pronouncement of a blessing. He's not hoping. I hope they're blessed by this. No, God is pronouncing a blessing through these preachers of the gospel. This is the blessing. The Lord bless them. This is to the children of Israel. Here it is. The Lord bless them. The Lord. Who's that? The Lord God. The Lord God merciful and gracious. The Lord God long-suffering, abundant in goodness and what? Truth. Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. You hear one material thing? Not yet. Now we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord for all things, don't we? He giveth us all things richly to enjoy. He satisfieth our mouth with good things, doesn't it? He really does. And we thank the Lord for these things, for food and raiment and family and all of that. But that's not the greatest blessing. This is the blessing of all. In fact, well, the world thinks, you know, to have health and wealth and these things, an abundance of these things is the blessing of the Lord. You're blessed of the Lord to have these things. When in fact it can be a curse. A curse. And God's blessing upon his people can be to remove these things. Right? Trials and tribulations and trouble. All of God's people go through tribulation and trial. He removes these things. All right? I'll give you an illustration. Here's a man. Here's Job. Lying in, sitting in ashes, scraping his skin, the boils on his skin. He's lost his family, he's lost his home, he's lost all his material blessings. He's lost everything that this world has. Lost his health. And here's three fellas over here who hadn't lost any of that. Still got it all. Got their health, got their families, got their possessions and all that. Who's the blessed one? Who's the blessed one here? Now, here's another one, illustration. An old 95-year-old woman, my mother, 95-year-old woman, lost her husband, lost her daughter, lost her son, about lost her health. Only place she can go to is church and Walmart. Now, here's a young lady in her prime, young, going off to a finest school in the land, got all of her life ahead of her, youth. Who would you rather be? Things are not as they seem. Blessings aren't material, spiritual. To know the Lord, no cry. Oh, bless them. On this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel. The children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee. Look at this. The Lord bless thee, verse 24. The Lord Jesus Christ bless thee. Millions clamor for and seek the blessing of a man in Rome, don't they? Millions upon millions think they need this blessing by this man in Rome, when in fact they're under the curse. But brethren, God's people have a man in glory at the right hand of the majesty on high, who can and does indeed bless his people. They are absolutely, completely, certainly, and surely blessed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. The Lord bless thee. The Lord Jesus Christ bless thee. When the Lord Jesus Christ blessed his disciples by choosing them, by revealing himself to them, he said, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they began to say things about it. They say, many say this, many say that. He said, whom do you say that I am? And Simon Peter, one time he spoke up, and I'm glad he did. He said, listen to what he said. He said, we believe, no, we're sure, that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, the Christ. That's what David prayed, the Christ. We believe and are sure, aren't we? Huh? Aren't we? No ifs, ands, or buts about it. No, don't we? Don't you? Nod your head if you do. We believe that this is the Christ we've heard, the Christ, the prophet, the priest, the king, the intercessor, the mediator, the atonement, the blood atonement, the Savior, God manifested, Emmanuel, God with us, the woman's seed, and on it goes. We believe that Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ, don't we? Why? He said, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you, but my Father which is in heaven. Blessed are your ears, they hear. Blessed are your eyes, they see. Blessed is your heart you've received. Blessed, 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 blessed. He conferred that blessing on you. You're blessed. You know me, he said. The Lord blessed thee. Oh, and look at the next thing. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. Oh, my, listen to what Peter said. You know, these apostles, they all preached Christ. They preached the same message, didn't they? And Simon Peter, like Paul in Ephesians 1, he said, here's what, first thing he said, elect. Then, first thing out of his mouth, elect. He knew fishing was his life. Boats were his life. John, James, Andrew, fishing, these things were their life. But Christ came to, they were dead in trespasses and sin, but Christ came to give them life, true life, spiritual life, life more abundant, that doesn't consist in things, but consist in him who is life. And Christ, who was their life, is their life, came along and chose them and called them from death unto life, didn't he? Called them out of those things to him. And Simon Peter, he knew that. All of God's people know that. Does a person have to believe in election to be saved? Yes. Come on. If you've been elect, you ask Abraham that. Did you choose God? Did he choose you? Are you kidding? I was a 75-year-old idolater. Ask Simon Peter, did you choose Christ? Did he choose you? Are you kidding? Are you serious? I'd heard about that rabbi, that Jewish rabbi. I didn't give a flip for him. Boats were my life. You can't preach the gospel without saying these two words. But God. Christ came to where I was and called me and chose me. They that are with him are called and what? Chosen and faithful. full of faith in him and faithful to him, his glory and his honor. Peter said, elect according to the foreknowledge of God through sanctification of the Spirit. Oh, God has chosen us through sanctification of the Spirit to what? Believe the truth, to believe Christ. Oh, he said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance. Sounds just like Ephesians 1, doesn't it? It is. To an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away. Here's that inheritance, that reservation. By the way, Brother Bruce Crabtree coined a new word, Chris, you'll love it. Perseverance of the saints. That's what he called perseverance. That's exactly what it is. Persevere because they're preserved. That's what he said. To an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith. And faith's not of yourself, it's a gift, it's an act of God upon you, in you, unto salvation. Just ready to be revealed. It just remains to be seen. It's all over but the shout. The Lord keep thee. The word keep means a few things. The word keep means to retain, not throw away. The Lord keep means to protect, watch over, guard, defend. The word keep means to provide for. The Lord keep thee. The Lord keep thee. The Lord is going to cast out many people in this world. Scripture says he's going to fold up this earth like a vesture and throw it away. But God is going to keep some of them. Why? Are they worth keeping? Some he's going to keep reserved. He said, I've reserved unto myself, to Elijah, reserved unto myself, for me, for my glory, for my honor, to the praise of the glory of my electing, keeping grace. I've reserved unto me 7,000 have not bowed the knee to Baal. They all bow the knee to me, kept by me. Who does he keep? You know, we got some fishermen in here, Brother Chris is a fisherman, and anybody else I know, Arkansas, everybody in here is a fisherman, I guess. But when you go fishing, you catch some little ones, don't you? Little bluegill, and what do you do? Throw them away. It's not a keeper. You don't keep those, do you, Mike? Throw it out there. And then you catch a big old bass, you know. It remind me, Chris, to show you a picture. I just caught one. But you keep the big ones. That's the ones you keep, isn't it? Huh? So why? So you can show them. So you can show everybody that. So you can send pictures. That's not who the Lord keeps. The only ones he keeps are the little ones. That's the only ones he keeps. You see your calling, brother? Huh? How not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world, to confound the wise. God hath chosen the weak things, the little ones, the nobodies, the nothings, to confound the things that are mighty, the base things of the world, things which are despised hath God chosen. Hath who chosen? God hath chosen. Yea, things that are not, to bring to naught things that are. That no flesh should glory in his presence. But of God are you in Christ, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. The Lord keep thee. Not worth keeping. They all ought to be cast out, shouldn't we? Huh? But the Lord keep thee. Here's the blessing. Here's the promise. The Lord's going to keep you. He has, he doth, and he shall. He said, all that the Father giveth me shall come unto me, and he that cometh to me, what? I shall in no wise cast out, under no circumstance, for any reason whatsoever, I will not cast them out. I remember there's a preacher, Brother Henry Breedlove. You remember Henry Breedlove down in Sylacauga, Alabama, down Buzzard's Roost, Alabama. Brother Henry, when I was a kid, I'd go there and a man be preaching like Henry Mahan or Pharaoh Griswold or some of these men be preaching. And Brother Henry, and I was a preacher's kid, had to sit on the front row. By the way, young people, nobody is in the history of the preaching, I don't think, has died in the services. So don't, it's almost over. I'm the last. But I'd sit there on the front row and I'd hear this man, somebody, a preacher would say something, I'd hear this man laugh. He'd laugh. And I thought, I didn't hear that joke. I didn't hear the joke. You know, did you hear me laugh? I catch myself laughing now. What is it? Well, Psalm 126 says, when the Lord turned again our captivity, we were like them that dream. It's too good to be true. Then our mouths were filled with laughter. And we said, the Lord hath done great things for us. We're glad. The Lord's going to keep you. He's promised that. If you come to Christ, and the only reason you came is because he brought you. He's going to keep you. That's his word. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know, all the promises of God are in Christ, are yea. And amen. Amen means that's the way it is. Yea means yes. And I think of yea like this, as a cheer. Yea! Is it good news to you? Yeah. Amen. That's the way it is. Nobody can change it. The Lord's going to keep you. He's promised. If you're in Christ, if you trust Christ, you look to him. None of them that trust in him shall be cast out. Not one of them. Keep means to protect. Keep means to watch over. Keep means to guard, to defend. Keep means to protect. Listen to this. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Brethren, Egypt is a vain place for safety. Pharaoh, some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, some trust in arms, some trust in the United States, some trust in their riches, some trust in the government. It's a vain thing. It's all coming down. Smith and Wesson doesn't protect you and your family. The Lord does. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth who? Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. He's a shade on your right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. The Lord preserve thee and keep thee. You have his word on it. Is this a blessing? This is the blessing. Now unto him, and you quote it. Now unto him that is able to what? Keep thee from falling. And present us faultless before the presence of his glory. The Lord keep thee. That's the blessing. The word keep means to provide for. Some of you have cattle in here. I know. If you're in Arkansas, you fish and you have cattle or horses. You say about a horse or whatever that he's an easy keeper, don't you? Is he an easy keeper, you know? Never say that about wives or husbands, Janet. We're high maintenance. We're the bride of Christ, you know that? We're high maintenance. We're not easy keepers. We need everything. The word keep means to provide for. Everything given to you. Everything done for you. We're not easy keeper. We need everything. We have nothing. Christ said, I preserve you. I keep you. I defend you. I protect you. I give unto you. I give. I give. I give. He's made unto all us all things. Everything we need. Provided for us in Christ. The Lord keep thee. Look at the next line in our text. And Numbers. It says, the Lord make his face shine upon thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee. Now, no man hath seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son, which was in and is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared it. God was manifest in the flesh. Brother Chris quoted it. God, who caused the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God, the person, the work of our God, in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blessing of blessings. Our Lord said, he that seeth the Son, this is the will of the Father, that he that seeth the Son and believeth on him. Nobody's seen him with the God with their these eyes, but some have seen God in the flesh in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Job said, I'm going to see him with my own eye, not another. I'm going to see him. We're going to see God. Well, who is God? It's Jesus Christ. You're going to see him. There's a man in glory, God-man. Oh, what a blessing. We see him with the eye of faith. The Son of righteousness has arisen with healing in his wing to shine upon his people. Moses saw the Lord, didn't he? Moses saw the Lord in the cleft of the rock. Moses saw the Lord in the burning bush, didn't it? Huh? What's that? Christ crucified. That's where he saw him. That's where he proclaimed his name. Merciful, gracious, long-suffering, forgiving iniquity. Christ and him crucified. Moses saw him. Moses saw his glory. And when he came down from that mountain, his face shone, didn't it? When God shined the face, his face upon Moses, Moses' face shines. And that, so it is with God's people. When they hear the gospel, when they finally hear the gospel, they pass from death unto life. Their countenance changes. We have an old, he's not old, he's younger than me. But a fellow who was rode the rodeo circuit for 15 years. Rode hard and put up wet, Walter. And he looked it. He'd broken every bone in his body. And he looked old when I first met him. The Lord revealed himself to him. And, buddy, we've seen a change coming over that man. The dew of youth on his brow. His whole countenance has changed. Christ in him. That's the way it is. When the Lord reveals the truth to you, you see Christ and him crucified. He's made his face to shine upon you. Look at the next line. And be gracious unto you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. If he has shown you Christ and him crucified, he has been gracious unto you. It doesn't say offer grace unto you. Grace is not an offer of God. It's an act of God. It said the Lord be gracious unto you. Be gracious. Show grace. Confer grace. Bestow grace. Every epistle. Listen to the epistles of Paul. Every epistle begins and ends this way. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you. And it ends that way. Grace be unto you. Not I sure hope it. Hope the Lord is gracious. Hope he offers you. No, no. Be unto you. Grace is an act of God. An act of God the Father upon us. An act of God the Son for us. An act of God the Holy Spirit in us. It's something God does to us and for us, doesn't it? It's an act of God. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The blessing, the blessed, unspeakable gift of God is the grace of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. The unspeakable gift is Christ in him crucified. If you understand that, if you believe him and trust him, the Lord is gracious to you. Grace of all graces. The Lord be gracious unto you. Look at the next line. The Lord lift up his countenance upon them. Smile upon him. That's what that meant. The Lord lift up his countenance on you. God does not smile on this earth. And you've probably noticed it, but his preachers don't smile too much. Because it's too serious. We're not clowns. This is life and death. It really is. If you watch my father's video, most in here esteem him highly, and you watch his video TV, he never smiled one time. You'll never see him smiling one time. Is he angry at people? Is he mad at people? No, it's just too serious. The opposite is indicative of false preachers in it. It's just too serious. On the radio, the TV, you're preaching mostly to lost people. It's not a game, is it? This is life or death. Preaches a dying man to dying man. No. The Lord is not smiling like false preachers say. The Lord's not smiling on this earth. He's angry. Scripture says he's angry. You can't be angry and smile at the same time. You can't do it, can you? The Lord hateth all workers of iniquity. You don't smile at somebody you hate, do you? The wrath of God abideth right now on the ungodly. Everybody knows John 3:16. Nobody knows John 3:36. The wrath of God abideth right now. He's not smiling. He's angry. When the Lord looked down on the sons of men, he'd see if there were any that did seek God, any that did give him thanks, anybody thankful to me for all that I do for him. Anybody? None of them. He's not smiling. I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying this is the truth, isn't it? Right before he destroyed this world, and he said, as in the days of Noah, it's going to be the same way. They're all going to be eating and drinking, and God is their belly, and nobody giving God a thought. Except a few chosen ones. But it says, God, looked down, he said, the whole earth had corrupted my way. What's his way? What's the way? The gospel. Christ, the truth, his word, corrupted and full of violence. God not smiling. There was no, can you imagine the mockery if there had been a bumper sticker on that ark? Smile, God loves you. Huh? By the way, somebody built a replica of that. Don't go see that. Seriously, need to burn it, don't we? If there had been a bumper sticker with smile, God loves you, is on the inside. I tell you who God was smiling on. Everybody in that ark. God loves those that are in Christ. The love of God is in Christ, isn't it? Yes, it is. Outside of Christ, God's a consuming fire. Angry with the wicked. But there is no anger. There is no wrath. There is no judgment. There is no frown. There is no condemnation to them that are in Christ. There's mercy, there's grace, there's love. God loves those that are in Christ. Smile if you're in Christ. Smile. I'm going to smile now. If you're in Christ, God loves you. Got good news. This is the blessing. The Lord's lift up his countenance on you. He's smiling at you. You love his son. He loves you. I got to tell it, Larry. It's a good illustration. I told it at your place. I went to see Brother Donnie Bell, and Donnie was talking about his great granddaughter, Riley, and his first great granddaughter. And he was just talking about her, you know, building her up to me. And anyway, I went to see him, and she was coming over that day. And I was in the house with Brother Donnie, and she came, and boy, he ran out there to get her. He went out and got Riley, you know, and brought her in. And Donnie had a smile from ear to ear on his face, showing, looking at, right at me, Mark. What do you think? Ain't she the prettiest girl you ever seen? Huh? And I smiled. Yes. Yes, she is. She's beautiful. And Donnie smiled back at me, and we've been friends ever since. I think we'll always be friends. God loves those who love his son. If this is what God holds this world accountable for, they're not interested in his son. And there's some people going to show up at the wedding. Why are you here? Food and fun. Bind them up. This is about my son. God made the whole world as a monument to his son, to the glory of his son. Let everything that hath breath praise my son. And people say, not interested. Brethren, we talked about God laying down his son's life, giving his son. I would not give my only daughter for anybody. Would you, Frank? You got two of them. Wouldn't do it. There's nobody I love that much. But God did. Now, buddy, it's going to count for something. And everybody he laid down his life for, buddy, they're going to be saved. And everybody that Christ laid down his life for, they're going to love him. They're going to give him all the glory. And everybody in heaven is going to be shouting his glory. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Him, it's all about him. Everybody in heaven is there because Christ loved them and died for them, and they love him. And nobody going to be there that doesn't love the Son. Those that do, God smiles on. And peace. Look at the next time. And the Lord give thee peace. The Lord give thee peace. Peace with God. Oh, my. Don't you get angry with what preachers are saying about our God and saying to people, lying on God, lying to people. Make your peace with God. This is what Brother Chris was saying. It took one thing to make peace with God. The blood of his son. It's not just error in doctrine. People talk about the, you know, universal atonement and all that. It's saying there's something else. It's some other way that it's what it's saying. The scripture says, if righteousness come by the law, if you be circumcised, if anything, Christ died in vain. He didn't need to die. He didn't need to come. Right? And for God to, one way to put away sin, to send his son. And for somebody to say, I got a better way, it's like Cain. Okay, buddy. The Lord Jesus Christ made peace for his people by the blood of his cross. That's what it took. What did it take for us to have peace with God? Why does God have peace with us? Why are we reconciled? The blood of God's Son. Peace. Christ said, peace I leave with thee, my peace I give unto you. The chastisement of our peace, necessary for us to have peace, was laid on him. By his stripes we are healed. God is not angry because he took out his anger on Christ. Peace I leave with you. And the last thing. And he says, and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel. Put my name on. Oh, behold, brethren, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. I am blessed. My last name is a blessing. You love Henry Mayhew, and I do too. And I am blessed that he's my father. But there's a much greater blessing than that. God of heaven is my father. And he said that to his people, to his people. You pray this way. Our Father. He said, I go to my Father and your Father. You call him Father. Why? Because we received the spirit of adoption through Christ, the elect, the firstborn among many brethren. He's not ashamed to call us brethren. Call him your Father. He's your Father. He loves you. Put my name upon him. Christian. Don't you hate what people have done to that name? But don't. You know, we don't run around telling people we're a Christian, but I don't want to be ashamed of that. I am a Christian. I'm a Christian. Am I, by the grace of God, a follower, a believer, a student of, a one who trusts in, believes, and looks to the Lord Jesus Christ, that Christ is my all, Christ is my salvation? This is what it means to be a Christian. Yes, yes, I am. By the grace of God. Put my name on it. He gave this illustration too. You know, the marriage of God's people is the bride of Christ married to the Son of God, Son of God. Now, when you marry, and you get married, you take your the woman takes their husband's name, doesn't it? And I know your wives, you're not ashamed of that name, are you? When you fell in love with that man. And he and you came to be married, And now your name, you wear his name, and you walk around, you tell people, don't you? I'm David Edmonds' wife. You better be nodding, Tristan. I mean, don't we? No. And years ago, I heard somebody do this in doing the wedding ceremony, and I've done it ever since. But at the end of the ceremony, that you, after they've kissed and it's all over, and you turn them around, and I've done that. And I say, ladies and gentlemen, I present unto you Mr. and Mrs. Frank Tate. The new Mr. and Mrs. Frank Tate. And everybody applauds, you know. And it's wonderful. Brethren, this is going to happen. The bride of Christ. And by the way, we're not the ones going to be coming down the aisle and everybody. The bridegroom is. All we're going to be making over him. And the Heavenly Father is going to present us under the multitude of heavenly hosts. I present unto you, Mr. and Mrs. Jesus Christ. Put my name on it. The Lord our righteousness. That's his name. That's what you preached on. And that's her name. And he says in closing, and I will bless them. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I've spoken it. I'll do it. Like old Isaac said about Jacob, I blessed him. He's blessed. Nobody can change. Aren't you glad? I hope this has been a blessing. And all I can say in closing is, the Lord bless you. Okay.